In the fresco entitled Secla Storytelling, the storyteller, dressed in a pervasive light blue garment and portrayed in a posture suggestive of his ethereal state, serves as a mediator between heaven and earth, symbolizing the dual origins of poetry, imagination, inspiration, and reality. Accompanying his words is a man playing the kantele. In reality, he is Karoly Vida, a master bootmaker and a member of the city council. Seated at the storyteller's feet is a female figure listening attentively. She is George Bernardi's second wife, Ergibet Moraras. Her posture against a young tree signifies the composition as a delicate tree of life. Standing in the background besides them is a peculiar-looking Secla nobleman, Gabor Ugron Jr. of Abranfolva. Alongside the portrayal of the interwining of the physical and the supernatural realms, this artwork is also inspired by the concept of alliance within secular society. The artist's initials and the date of work, KKA 1913, can also be found within the composition.